Mobile.
And Gerald GR Mobile.
And Miss Bernice.
We just leaving the doctor's office. Bernice had to have a checkup on her ticker, and everything's about the same, so we're happy about that. We're heading towards home. Been out working. She wants to put in new nests on the chicken pen, so she had them all designed, and I cut them out. And the ones on the old ones just ain't laying at all now, hardly. So they're going to get replaced in January, and so it'll be about 6 months before they start laying. But I already called the chicken man and ordered them up, Patrick.
I hate you, girl. I have to dispatch those and then wait for new ones to be raised, but that is part of it, I guess. And it's good to hear Miss Bernice is doing good.
Hey, Patrick.
Leaving work. Started my new job Monday.
First day
was good. Today was okay, and I had students today, so that's the first day with them.
And just slap them around a little bit and said, tell them Tom said it was all right. That'll get them squared away.
No, we can't do anything like that. We can't lay hands on them or touch them or even talk harshly to them because it might hurt their little feeling, but we'll figure out a way to make them behave.
And that, Patrick, I was just kidding. But, yeah, there was a teacher just on the news last night or night before. The kid wouldn't mind or nothing, so she grabbed him by the hand and drug him down the hallway and, I guess, to the office or something. I don't know. That's the way they would have done us in the old days. And she's gone now. She'll lose her job. But sometimes you can just take so much, you know, and I sure wouldn't want to be a teacher nowadays. Our daughter's teaching up in Michigan, and she's a music teacher, and she says, I have more trouble with the parents than I do the kids.
Parents, or these students are away from their parents, so don't have too much trouble with that. They're all teenagers or early 20s, so it's more like a college program to get them ready to go to a real college. So, and they're students that have had trouble before, so that's what we're dealing with.
We can just make a difference in one of them's life. That'll be a good thing, Patrick. Well, I've come down with a chest cold, and I'm on three different medicines and then a inhaler. They haven't called me back yet on that either, have they? Well, I'm not going to drive down there in 4 o'clock traffic. We're just going to go home and then go later if they call. The inhaler they gave me the other day crapped out on me, so I woke up during the night wheezing a little bit. But I think I'm getting better. They give me enough medicines and horse pills. But the heart doctor that we just went to for Bernice said that stuff is really going around now.
It's getting colder and everybody's getting cooped up in the inside. So that happens. It's that time of year. Just got to be careful of it.
I'm expecting maybe to break records today. It's really been a tremendous day, hasn't it?
Been inside most of the day, but it's been nice. Kind of overcast up here, like it could possibly rain any minute.
They said there was a fractional possibility, especially up that way, but it's clouding up down here, too, and they talked about it might get up to 80 degrees down here, and it's 78 right now. Which I'm surprised with the cloud cover, but that's just amazing, and it's supposed to stay that way a while.
Supposed to get up to 75 here today. I don't know if it made it or not. I'll have to look when I get home, but I know it was warm. I was running around short sleeves and sweating when I had to make a long walk across campus.
Dad, is that a Greenville Tech something? Well, no, it wouldn't be up there, I don't think.
They call it the Shink Job Corps. I don't know what it stands for, but it's just something that's part of the forest system up here that they offer.
Give them kids something that they can do and look for, anyways. Well, we're just headed down 101 here now, and I think we're going to call it a day. I got to put them nests together for Renee. She got some design out of a online thing, and supposed to, when they lay the eggs, they're supposed to roll down and keep them from breaking them. The ones on the south side never broke an egg, maybe once or twice. But the ones on the north side, there was one, I had two eggs there today, and then one of them lays an egg that's a paper shell. And, of course, right after she laid it, it's out. But they're just getting old, and that's all there is to it. And so we'll get some new ones.
Just part of it. I mean, we're all getting older, or at least we hope we are.
Unfortunately, we all got a finite number there. Well, I've lived a lot longer than they said I would, so I'm thankful to the good Lord. The surgeon told Bernice not to marry me when I was 20. I wasn't going to live that long, and so I feel pretty darn lucky at 77.
Crystal ball and knew what you was going to turn out like.
Well, if there ain't a bunch of cars down here at Willis's, I'm going to pull in real quick and get some push water. And then I don't have to worry about it. I keep it topped off pretty good. But, yeah, there's an open spot there, so I think I'll just take it right now.
Well, I'm getting ready to stop myself, so y'all, you and Miss Bernice have a good afternoon, and good to talk to you. And good to hear both of you. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
Yeah, pleasure's mine, Patrick. Glad to hear you, buddy. Glad to hear you're doing okay, and congratulations on the new job. This is N0TR 7-3. I'm getting ready to get out of the car and get some gas. Push water.
Water. That's correct. Go ahead, Tom. KB4NC.
Hey, Gabriel, I'll catch you later. I know I'll blow the place up with this RF here. This is N0TR 7-3.